Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're going to begin the Bible School with a Bible question. Now, we're going to start a study about the childhood and education of Moses. Now, here is the question. Of what tribe was Moses? You know about the 12 tribes of Israel, and they were named. Let me go back and read the names of those tribes. We read it in Exodus chapter 1, and it's in verses 2 and 3. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Dan, and Naphtali. Gad, and Asher. That's Exodus 1, verses 3 and 4. Now, of those 12 tribes, of what tribe was Moses? Well, I'll read the answer to that in just a moment. It's found in the next chapter, Exodus chapter 2, and we're going to read it in the very first verse of that second chapter. You may want to read ahead, or you may already know the answer. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now the question, of what tribe of Israel was Moses? Well, we read about it, and I'm going to read Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and then Acts 7 and verse 22. This is the text for the Sunday school lesson we're about to study, but the answer's in the first verse. Here we read it, Exodus chapter 2, and there went a man of the house of Levi. Levi, Moses was of the tribe of Levi. Now, you may have been able to guess that or to reason back to that, because you know Moses' brother was Aaron, and Aaron was the chief priest and his sons the priest, and so if his brother Aaron was of the tribe of Levi, the priestly tribe, then Moses was of the tribe of Levi. Or you may have just known it outright. But Moses was of the tribe of Levi. Let me read those first 10 verses of Exodus 2. There went a man of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived, and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and she put the child therein, and laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And she saw the ark among the flags, and sent her handmaid to fetch it. And she opened it, and saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maiden went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And then Acts chapter 7 and verse 22. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and works. Now the golden text is Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The devotional reading is also from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 through 18. My son, despise not the chastening of Jehovah, neither be weary of his reproof. For whom Jehovah loveth, he reproveth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the gain of it is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and none of these things thou canst desire are to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Let's look at the geographical notes. We're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for this for the Sunday schools of July the 11th, 1926. And he's got these geographical notes. The Nile River is so much connected with the history of the Israelites that attention is called to it. The word Nile does not occur at all in the King James Version of the Bible, but it occurs frequently in the Revised Version. In Genesis 15:18, it's called the River of Egypt. In Joshua 13:3, and 1 Corinthians 13:5, and Isaiah 23:3, and Jeremiah 2:18, it's called Shihor. But in the Revised Version, the word Nile occurs in several places. Above Khartoum, the capital of Nubia, there are two great branches of the Nile, the White Nile and the Blue Nile, so called from the dirt which tinges the water. The Blue Nile rises in Abyssinia, in the main branch which brings soil deposits into Egypt. The White Nile is the larger branch. It rises almost 200 miles south of the equator. The length of the Nile is about 4,000 miles. Its annual overflow is that which so greatly enriches Egypt. Egypt is said to be the gift of the Nile. On this account, the Nile was an object of worship. In olden times, the Nile was bordered by flags and reeds, and its waters covered with the varicolored lotus. The plants are scarcely found, now extinct in marshy places. Here are some helps and hints for the teacher. The life of Moses is filled with romance, beauty, truth, and sublimity. His character is one of the grandest which shines forth from the pages of Holy Writ. He is, in more respects than one, the type of Jesus. To become familiar with the Bible statements concerning his life is one of the best things young and old can do in studying his history. Our lesson is based upon the fact that when hard work and oppression did not repress the rapid increase of the children of Israel, the cruel Pharaoh issued an edict to the Hebrew midwives to kill all the male children born unto the Hebrew women. That these midwives feared God and did not as the king commanded them, but saved the men children alive. They would not commit murder. They did not lie to Pharaoh, but stated truth when they said, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively. That means they're vigorous, they're active, they're strong, and are delivered ere the midwife come in unto them. For this, God dwelt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. Then, in another way, Pharaoh sought to destroy the man-children. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Now, we have these explanatory notes about our text, and that's going to be back to Exodus chapter 2. You get over there in my book, so I'll have those handy. Exodus 2, and I want to read verses 1 and 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Let's learn about Amram, Jochebed, and Moses. Sometime before this man and woman were married. The man was Amram, and this woman was Jochebed. Levi had 3 sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Amram was one of the sons of Kohath, Exodus 6, 16 through 18. And Amram took him, Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years, Exodus 6 and verse 20. Miriam, a daughter, was born before Moses and Aaron. In verse 4, Aaron was 3 years older than Moses, according to Exodus 7:7. Miriam was a musician and a prophetess, we find out in Exodus 15:20 and 21. Amram means people of the highest, and Jochebed means Jehovah is glorious. Mary is the Greek form of Miriam. The fact that Moses' birth, we have just seen that Miriam and Aaron were born before this. Aaron was born probably before this edict of the king to destroy all the male children was made. If his parents gave Moses a name, it is not stated. It's talking about the Miriam when she says she saw that he was a goodly child. Now, Stephen says in Acts 7 and verse 20, he was exceeding fair, and the margin says fair unto God. And Hebrews 11:23 says he was a goodly child. He was perfect and well-formed physically and beautiful, to which to his parents was a sign of divine favor. He was nourished 3 months in his father's house. In some way, his parents saved him this long from the cruel command of the king. And then we see about the faith of his parents. The key to all this is stated in Hebrews 11, verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a goodly child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Amid the idolatry in Egypt and the idolatry into which many of the Israelites had then fallen, this faith shone out like a beacon light. And put away the gods which your father served beyond the river Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve ye Jehovah, Joshua would later say in Joshua 24:14. In that day I swear unto them to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt, into the land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. And I said to them, cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt, for I am Jehovah your God. But they rebelled against me, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols in Egypt. Then I said, I would pour out my wrath upon them to accomplish mine anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. Thus said the prophet Ezekiel. By faith, Amram and Jochebed, the faith they had in God, made them not afraid of the king's commandment. You know, there's a correlation between faith and fear. When faith goes down, fear goes up. But when faith goes up, fear goes down. And faith will give you freedom to be brave and courageous in the service of our Lord.